Welcome to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams. Dr. Williams is the author of the acclaimed book, Shattered by the Darkness, Putting the Pieces Back Together After Child Abuse. Dr. Williams is on the senior leadership team at Baylor College of Medicine in Houston, Texas. And Dr. Williams travels the United States speaking and training professionals, parents, and victims about the importance of dealing with abuse and personal trauma head on and not being afraid to break the silence of your own personal pain. Feel free to call in to tonight's show at 888-627-6008 and speak with Dr. Williams and his guests live on air. And now, your host, Dr. Williams.
Thank you, Douglas, for that wonderful introduction, and welcome to Breaking the Silence from the most beautiful city in the world, live from Houston, Texas. Here we are. It's been a beautiful day here, looking out amongst the Texas Medical Center, and it was about 82, 83 degrees today. Not bad for the day after Christmas, and it's going to be that way, I think, for the rest of the week and kind of turn a little bit cooler. I think next week down in the 40s, so we're going to all break out our parkas and our leather jackets and our stocking caps like we're in a blizzard here. When it gets below 50, we start looking for ice on the roads, right? But it's great to have you. I hope you had a wonderful Christmas with your family and your friends, with your church, enjoying the days off and just enjoying what the season is all about. Tonight's going to be one of those programs that you will probably want to text or email or call somebody and say, hey, wait, it's going to be a little bit different tonight. We're going to talk about all kinds of topics, just whatever comes to our mind. I don't have a preset list of questions, but I'll tell you what, I have a guest tonight that has the wisdom of a thousand different guests tonight. And he's just going to share what he has learned over the years. And we're going to look at possibly, maybe, how do you handle what stress we just went through during these holidays? How do you handle going into next week with the new year? What's some of the things that we need to look forward to? How do we grow? Now that we are getting the wisdom of and the words from the medical field that, hey, we're getting ready to go round three with this O virus, what do we do to handle that? And most of all, how do we transform ourselves into what we are meant to be? And if any of those things are on your mind tonight, we have the perfect guest that's going to be able to discuss those topics. And who knows what other rabbit we're going to scare out from underneath the bush and chase for a while. I want to thank everybody for the comments and the emails and the text from our guest last week, Lynn Barrett. She was here and just did a wonderful interview. And if you missed that, get on BBS Radio or Shattered by the Darkness Facebook page and watch that again, because she was an awesome guest. And that book called Crazy, talking about dissociative identity disorder, was life-changing for me, just to look at some of those things. And that book comes out in the next week or two on Amazon and all around the world. So you want to make sure you get that. Lynn Barrett, last week's guest. Tonight, live from the beautiful city of Atlanta, Georgia, a dear friend of mine. He is a CEO. I've always wanted to be a CEO of something, but he is a CEO, the founder, the president, the king poobah of Optimum Leadership Coaching, and we're going to find out all about that. And he has more irons in the fire than Carter has pills. So I'll let him tell you a little bit more about it. But most importantly, in my life, he's a dear friend. And Dr. Larry Carnes from Atlanta, Georgia. Larry, can you hear me this evening?
Yes, sir. I hear you. I hear you well. How are you today?
Well, it's good to see you. And boy, talking about Optimum Leadership Coach, That's right there everywhere. Everybody knows what you're the CEO of. There it
yes,
is.
Yes, sir.
And how's everything going with you?
Going well, and I would be remiss if I didn't extend the optimum blessings to you. So optimum blessings to you.
Okay, so let's just jump on that word right there. What's optimum blessing and optimum leadership mean to you? Because you have put a lot of blood, sweat, tears, time, energy, money, miles in this. And what is all of that? What does that mean to somebody like me or somebody that's listening?
Well, the optimum is the greatest and most favorable degree of all.
There you go.
You can't get any more than that, the optimum. And during a time in my life when things was just all over the place, you know, I was pastoring a church one Sunday. The next Sunday, I'm not the pastor of that church. During that time, your mind will begin to talk to you, your mind. Now your emotions and your thoughts, your feelings are all scattered. They're all over the place. And during that time, God spoke to me and said, there's an optimum return. I didn't have a clue. And so he just told me that. He said the optimum return. So I started meditating on that, the optimum return. And I started talking about it. I relocated from Augusta, Georgia, went to Tennessee, ended up here in Atlanta. And he said, there's an optimum return. And I'm wondering, optimum? So someone asked me to speak. And when I finished speaking about the optimum return, the pastor of the church called me. He said, Dr. Carnes, what is the optimum? And this is what I said. I said, it's the utmost. Immediately, God said, I'll let you get away with that one. Now do your research. And I began to research. And optimum is the greatest and most favorable degree of. Now you apply that to any area of your life. And then he shared with me the optimum blessing. I was meeting with someone. We were having lunch after I spoke at his church. He said, Dr. Carnes, when you speak, you need to release the optimum blessing on the lives of people and allow them to bless you. He said, if they bless you, now people would bless you monetarily and things. He said, you need to release the optimum blessing on it. Well, I'll say, okay. Then God said, okay, what's going to be the optimum blessing? So I got before God. He began to bring things. He began to come in. And this is the optimum blessing. You heard me say it before, but he gave me this, the optimum blessing. And I tell people this, when I say optimum blessing, your response should be, I receive. That comes from the scripture when it says in the first chapter of the book of John, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become. That speaks to me, if you don't receive what's given, if you don't receive the blessing, then the blessing will not benefit you. So here's the optimum blessing. The greatest and most favorable degree of God's growth, increase, and reproduction, continuously operating, manifesting, and being demonstrated in every area of your lives. Everything lost, everything stolen, everything forfeited is returned. There's nothing broken, nothing missing, nothing lacking, but it's the total restoration of all that God intended for you to have when he released you from his matrix, which is his womb, which is the spirit of God. Now we receive that. And when we receive that, then we give room for that blessing. Notice to operate and be demonstrated continuously in our lives. And that's how the optimum and all of that came about.
Boy, there's a lot of meat on that bone. You know,
yes,
I mean, I got a feeling there is probably 3 hours that we can talk about just on that little 3-minute discussion. How many people do you think are running their life, traveling down life's journey, and missing out on half of the blessings that God has intended for them? Because they're running on their own juice and their own power instead of the power of the Almighty.
Yes. We become self-dependent.
Yeah.
When we become self-dependent, then we become independent from God's divine purpose and God's divine will for our lives. So the optimum, Dr. Williams, is this: when we uncover and discover the divine purpose, the divine will of God for our lives. You heard me mention the word our eschatology. Now, many people think about that being the end of your life, but no, your eschatology is your life assignment. None of us are here by mistake. We are here intentionally. And I know that some of us have had some horrific things to occur in our lives, but we are here intentionally. And when we take that and apply it, we go back. We use the same scripture that when God was speaking to Jeremiah, he said, before I placed you. That means that God intentionally placed you in your mother's womb. Now, listen to this one. I knew you. That means he became intimate with you the same way that Adam knew Eve.
Right.
Same word. I knew you and ordained you to be. Intentional. Herein lies the question. Have we uncovered and discovered what God ordained us to be, or have we pursued what we want to be?
Yes. Does this have anything to do with perfect will or permissive will? Do you think that God has a divine purpose for us? And a lot of times we are over here doing something completely different. And God's saying, I'll allow that, but I may do allow things to happen that could jar you back into my perfect will. I mean, how does all of that work for somebody saying, hey, wait, this is a show about overcoming hurt and pain and bad things in your life and looking for a hope? Well, that's exactly what we're talking about, right? How can you, as Dr. Carnes in Atlanta, explain to somebody that has had horrificness in their life and that God still has a plan for you?
That's an excellent question. When we think about this, God loves us so much. He has all power and he's able to control everything, but he's not a controlling God.
Mm.
Now we have to get that. He's not a controlling God. Had he been a controlling God, Adam and Eve would have not eaten of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So then when you talk about the perfect will, what's God's perfect will for humanity? We go back to Genesis 1:26. That's the foundation. If we want to know what the eschatology, the assignment for all of humanity is to, first, we were created in the image and likeness of who? God. Well, what is God? John 4 lets us know that God is a spirit. So we are created in the image and likeness of God. We are spirit beings. Then he formed out of the dust a container to contain the true essence of who we are, the spirit, which is the image and likeness of God. So now, what's his predestined assignment for humanity? To have dominion over the earth and everything that creeps in the earth, everything that he placed in the earth, to replenish, multiply, and subdue. That's humanity's assignment, God's perfect will. To replenish, multiply, subdue, take under authority, take under control. So then our assignment, if you will, is to reestablish or recolonize humanity and the earth back to God. It's the recolonization of humanity and the earth back to God. Wherein did humanity decolonize from God? When Adam and Eve made the decision to disobey God and obey the opposition, they decolonized from God and colonized with the enemy. And so, yes, we are predestined. God's perfect will is for us to be his extensions in the earth, to have dominion and authority over the earth. Let's say it this way, that his kingdom come, his will be done in the earth. The kingdom of God, the governmental rule, the governmental reign, the governmental authority of God, the expressed will of God being done in the earth as it is in heaven. That's our assignment. How does that take place? We must first experience the optimum return. The optimum return is where we cease to be who we've been socialized and modified to be based upon the fall of humanity, and we step back into the Father and become who he created us to be. Mm-hmm. Is it preordained? Yes. Remember this. The Bible says that we are living epistles, not written with ink or man's hands, but by the Spirit. Well, an epistle is a letter or it's a word. When we take all that into context, remember this, then we are extensions of God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, and we are living epistles, which means we are the living word. Now, Jesus made a statement, "Lo, I come in the volume of the book that's written of me." Our predestined purpose and destinies are already written according to God's divine purpose and will for our lives. When we uncover and discover who he created us to be, make a decision to step back into the Father, optimum return, spiritual transformation, we will discover our divine purpose and will in the kingdom of God.
What do you think is our biggest mistake when it comes to our relationship that we have with our Lord and the church? Where do you think that we're missing what God had intended from the beginning?
I think, Dr. Williams, what's happened, you know, in Corinthians, Paul addresses that there are some who pretend to be the church. They disguise themselves to look like the church, but they are false and they aren't really the church. I believe that in our conversations, I make a distinction between the church and the religious system.
Right.
I think what's happened is the majority of us have been introduced to the religious system that's perpetrating to be the church. And because it's a religious system with people in it who haven't been discovered, developed, and deployed by God, we have these people in the religious system. They've hurt people, they've abused people, they've misused people, they've misrepresented God and the kingdom of God. People have been damaged. And people see that. But all we know, all society knows, is to identify as the church and God. And then they say, well, why would God let this happen to me? It was never God's will. It was never his intent. It was never his desire for that to happen. But notice this. People and the religious system perpetrate the church. You know, the Bible says that Satan has made himself look like a minister of righteousness, and his disciples have made themselves look like angels of light. You know how that scripture goes? Mm-hmm. Where do they operate? In the religious system that looks like the church. When do they operate? Whatever day you worship, in a setting that's called the church. And so people have been damaged by that. And because they've been damaged by that, they turn away from what they think and what appears to be God, but it's really not God.
Right.
It's a false representation of what God has created. The church. Notice that Jesus said, upon this church, upon this revelation of who I am, you know, upon this revelation of me being the Christ, I will build my church, and the gates of hell, which are the gates of darkness, shall not prevail against the church. So when light, which is the church, comes and penetrates darkness, darkness cannot stand. People have so much darkness in their lives because the religious system has misrepresented God that they don't trust the real church. And now they feel that God has allowed some things to happen. So they shut their hearts to God. This is what they're doing. You know, we talk about transformation. They are now being held hostage by the hurt, the pains, and the memories of their past.
Yeah. Yeah. I tell you, we're gonna take our first break. And I think that's where we're going to come back on the other side of the break and talk about. They have been held hostage by their hurts, pains, and their past. Perfect segue into the next segment. And we're going to dig and drill a little bit deeper on the other side of this first commercial break when we come back. 888-627-6008. And we're going to hear from Dr. Carnes on how to transform our lives from that, using it to be the vehicle that propels us to the next level of what life is all about. We'll be right back. Finally coming very soon will be the release of my second book in the three-part trilogy, Overcoming the Darkness, the Roadmap to Hope. Now, this book will be an in-depth look at the many different facets and emotions that a person goes through when they're experiencing anxiety and trauma in their life, and they're simply searching for hope. And an exciting addition to this book will be a companion journal guide that will come along with it. Also, there's going to be something that I'm very excited about, the youth version of this book called When Dark Clouds Come, the Roadmap to Hope. And it's going to be an excellent tool and guide for teenagers dealing with stress in their lives. So stay tuned for the release date coming very, very soon for these exciting new resources. Now back to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams on the BBS Radio Network. Welcome back to Breaking the Silence. We have Dr. Larry Carnes with us from live from Atlanta, Georgia. I am here in Houston, Texas, and I'm like a kid in a candy store. When Dr. Carnes and I get on the telephone and talk, we may say, hey, this is only going to be a 30-second call, and it ends up being hour after hour, and we go, hey, wait, do you realize we've been on the phone for an hour and a half? And we just talk like this. And I asked him the other day, hey, Dr. Carnes, would you just come on and be a guest? Let's just let the world hear how we talk with each other and just pick each other's brains. And I honestly could do this all night long. Well, I have my wonderful son on the Facebook page right now from Seattle, Washington, and he is there watching everybody that's commenting. Debbie Tudor, the door, T-U-D-O-R. Says, hey, Dr. Carnes, good to see you, my friend. And she's listening in tonight. So I wanted to make sure you know that, Dr. Carnes. So if you want to say kudos to her.
Yes. Hello, Deb. Debbie's from Augusta, Georgia. When I was living in Augusta, Georgia, Debbie had a townhouse, my townhouse that was on the river there in Augusta, Georgia. Very dear friend, Debbie Tudor, and her husband, Tom. Oh, yeah, I've stayed in their home before. Excellent friend, wonderful. She's a excellent. Debbie, so good to hear from you.
Well, she's online and she's commenting, so wanted to make sure you knew that. I tell you, I think this is something, because I think one reason I'm trying to figure out, how did we even connect, Dr. Carnes? How did we even come across each other? Because in a relative short period of time, we are really in each other's business, right? I mean, yes, how sir. Did we, do you remember how that happened?
Mask off Monday.
Dr. Okay, that's
Clark.
Right.
Dr. Lena Clark.
Yes.
That's how we got connected. That, you know, I do Mask Off Monday with Dr. Lena Clark.
Yeah.
And you were our guest on Mask Off Monday, and we made that connection. And ever since then, we've just connected.
Yeah. I have a feeling when all this virus stuff is over, we're going to have some connections with some live events.
Yes.
And really make a difference and an impact in some people's lives that needs to be released. And in that releasing, when you have baggage that have been zip closed and duct taped and put away in a closet and hopefully never come out again, and it ends up knocking on the door and breaking the door down years later, and it comes back vicious, how do we offer hope to be able to transform after something has happened, whether it's in the church, whether it's by family?
Yeah.
Isn't that the hardest thing to deal with, when the hurt and the pain and the bruises and the bumps come from the people that ought to be the ones that love you the most?
Yes, they are very difficult, Dr. Williams, to absorb and overcome. Now, here's something that's so vitally important. We must understand that offenses will come.
Yeah.
That's going to happen. It's damaging and interesting to know also that only those who are close to us can really hurt us.
Mm.
You know, see, sometimes we forget that. People outside of our spheres of influence, people outside of our inner circle, our enemies can't really hurt us because we know they're our enemies. So pain, rejection, betrayal comes from within. And it's damaging and it's penetrating.
That's
because
deep.
We could care less what the person across the street or down the street does if they're not connected to us. But when they're connected to us, they're the only ones who have the ability to penetrate our hearts, our spirits, and hurt us. Notice, Jesus said, it's the one who's sitting here at the table who's going to sop with me that's going to betray me. See, the inner circle.
Is there a significance of that? Why couldn't it have been somebody that was an unknown stranger out of the bush that says, there he is, that's the one? Why did it happen to be somebody in the circle?
Because only those who are intimate with you, who you have granted access to your inner court, have the ability to betray and hurt you.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, yeah. See, you've given them access. You remember, outer court, inner court, holy of holies.
Yeah.
Now, people will stand at the gate, but people at the gate haven't even been given access to any part of you. But the outer court people, associates, there's people we're associated with, you know, outer court, we've been, you know, the inner court people are people whom you have allowed to get a little bit closer to you, outer court. The inner court people, you've allowed them to get closer to you. Let's say you will be engaged with them, but you never really marry them. The people who you allow to come into the Holy of Holies, you get vulnerable. You begin to share your innermost feelings. You begin to give them access into the real you. They know your secrets. They know your vulnerabilities. They know your hurts. They know where you can experience pain. Now they take that and they violate your trust. And when that happens, see, that's going to penetrate your spirit. So that's a spiritual hurt. That's a spiritual pain. That's a spiritual penetration that goes beyond the brain. That penetrates your mind. And remember, your mind is what's created in the image and likeness of God. So our minds are created. Our brains were formed. Our hurts and our pains are stored in our minds. Remember this, Dr. Williams, and we talked about it. The scripture, when Adam and Eve ate of the tree of what? The knowledge. Mm. See, they came into the knowledge or the awareness of. They already knew good. All they gained was the knowledge of evil. Well, the knowledge of evil brought pain with it. The knowledge of evil brought betrayal with it because that's what they allowed to happen. The knowledge of evil brought deception with it. The knowledge of evil brought sickness and disease with it. Mental unstableness, psychologically unstable now. All this stuff comes in. Why? Because Lucifer, the enemy, who we call the devil, pride and arrogance got him expelled out of heaven. So when we came into the knowledge of what he had the knowledge of, pride and arrogance, deception, deceit, betrayal, murder, all that stuff entered into the world. That's why, that's when killing, not having love one for another came into the world. So now comes the traumatic impact that comes along with that. What do we get from those who are close to us? Unhealed hurts, unmet needs, unresolved issues.
Now, you are the transformational guru of the country, if not this part of the world. In that transformation process, with what you just explained, how important is it for us as individuals, as for me as a person, you as a person, and everybody listening, to guard who we allow to be on that side of the gate, on this side of the gate, in the outer court, in the inner court, and that have that ultimate place? How important is it for us to protect that with the right people? And how many times do we slip and fail to let just anybody come in and mess up my day when I should have never allowed them even in that part of my life?
Very important. We must be selective in whom we choose to allow into those places in our lives. So notice this, but we're not going to be what I call too spooky spiritual either. Now I'm going to throw a wrench in this thing. Some of our dearest, closest, and most faithful friends will be unbelievers. Who betrayed Jesus? His inner circle.
Yeah.
How did he select this inner circle? He prayed all night and God says, yes, these are the ones. Right? Now, this is what happens. In the process of them being for us originally, jealousy, ego, selfishness can come up within that relationship, within an individual. And I get jealous. See, here I am. Here Larry Carnes is. Well, Larry Carnes don't live in Houston. And Dr. Williams has this nice place. You know, he's overlooking he's overlooking the campus. Okay, let me see. When Dr. Williams invites me to something and introduces me to some of his friends and connections, I'm going to do what I can to get in there. And then I'm going to start to spread some discord because now my ego and my jealousy has surfaced. Here's something that one of my mentors told me. Always trust them with a little bit, but don't trust them with enough that can wreck the ship. All right, so here it is. You're on the ship. First, I'm going to let you work in the boiler room, but you can't be up there steering the ship. I want to see how faithful you are in the boiler room. So people who come into our lives, one of my other mentors said, always press the panic button. Do something that's going to irritate them. Do something that causes you not to agree with them or them not to agree with you, and see if they react or respond. Reaction is weakness. Response is strength. See if they betray you. If that person just goes ballistic, that's what you wanted to see, because the real individual shows up then. Now you ask yourself this question. Not can you live with that person in your life, in that relationship, but are you willing to live with it? Now, can I trust this individual? When you see that you can't trust the individual, or someone may not be able to trust you, what do? You stop the bus and you get them off of your bus. However, notice this though. Sometimes you will have people on your bus, a friend, they will not agree with anything you do on the surface. And they're going to always be, confrontational, but they will not betray you. But if anyone else tries to do to you what they do to you, they will defend you to the death.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's one of your friends who you know that they are, I call it jacked up. They're going to always be jacked up. You all are going to always argue, and folks going to wonder, how have they been together so long? Because this person is just confrontational. I said it this way. You always need a wolf with your sheep, because your wolf will keep you alert and sharp. So that's your wolf who will not betray. That's your wolf who will defend you. So you have to know how to do this. Know which relationships to regulate and know which relationships to terminate.
Mm.
See, all relationships don't have to be terminated, but they have to be regulated.
Yeah.
And so we have to be very selective. Do you know that it's interesting that we are so selective in everything that we do, but we're not as selective when we allow people to come into our lives? So it's like you said, we must be selective in who we allow to come into our lives and the place that we give them in our lives. Here's something, Dr. Williams. Are they scaffold in our lives, or are they bricks in our lives? If they're bricks in our lives, they may be permanently placed in our lives. If they're scaffold associations, they were only there for a season, but scaffold always moves.
Mm-hmm.
So identify the scaffolds in your life and identify the bricks. Bricks in your life will be relationships. Scaffold in your lives will be associations.
That's good.
Did I answer your question?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, before we take our next break, I really want to, on the other side of this break, turn the corner, because we have a lot of people that listen in every Sunday night looking for, how do I get through? Yes. How do I get hope? What do I do to start that transformation? As we're going into a new year, I don't do New Year's resolutions and things of that, or you may, I don't. But it's a good point of your day or your time to just wipe the slate clean and say, hey, I'm ready for a new change. I want you to, on the other side of this break, really go in deep with the people that have been hurt, need help, and some wisdom from you of how to get up, brush yourself off, and start fresh. And I know you have some wisdom for that. So we're going to do that just on the other side of the break. If you want to get involved, 888-627-6008. And you can call right in, and the beautiful people of BBS Radio will patch you right through to Dr. Carnes. We'll be right back after our final break for the last segment. Be right back.
From HCI Publishing, that brought you the international bestsellers, A Child Called It, and the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, comes the latest book by Dr. Gregory Williams, Shattered by the Darkness. This book describes the horrific abuse that Dr. Williams suffered at the hands of his father for over 12 years, and the damaging effect of keeping everything silent about that abuse for 30 years. If you're looking for that book that you can't put down, then pick up a copy of Shattered by the Darkness by Dr. Gregory Williams at all Barnes & Noble stores, Amazon, and Books A Million. Now, back to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams.
Welcome back. I knew that this hour would just fly by, and it has. Now, I noticed during the commercial break, Dr. Carnes put on his glasses. That means we're going to get down to business in this final segment.
Yes, sir.
And I want to literally, I just want to throw it open, and I just want to sit back and take in what advice you have for people that are experiencing hurts, pains. Christmas holidays sometimes is not such a great time of the year for people. I know you've done trainings on that. You're an author, an international speaker, a trainer, a workshop leader. And if anybody wants to get in touch with you, I want to make sure they have that wisdom of how to do that. So before you begin, give out your website or the best way to connect with you, and then just talk to the people that need possibly some help and hope tonight. Dr. Carnes.
Yes, the website is www.lcmi.world. You can get in touch with me that way. There's a contact us place on there. You can go down and contact us. You can email us. It gives you the email address. Email is drcarnes, Carnes is spelled C-A-R-N-E-S, at LarryCarnesMinistries.org. Once again, Dr. Carnes, no period, Dr. Carnes at LarryCarnesMinistries.org. And of course, you know, I have to have something with Optimum. So there's Optimum Return, the number one, at gmail.com. Optimum Return, the number one, at gmail.com. There's Optimum Leadership Coach on Facebook. You can do that. There's a Larry Carnes Ministries page on Facebook. And then there's simply Larry Carnes on Facebook. I'm generally on the Larry Carnes on Facebook. You can get in touch with me that way.
If they want to listen to the radio shows, what time are those running, and when do they go live and things of that order?
Yes, we do. We do a 11 a.m. Bible study, Optimum Power Transformation Bible Study at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Thursdays. We do it again at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Thursdays. And then on Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. is early Eastern Standard Time, we do the Power Transformation Broadcast, which is our worship service. So that's three times a week where you can get us on that. Now, you know, you and I, the first of every month, we do the transformational roundtable. So you can come on there. And the first Monday of every month is the transformational roundtable. That's at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On the fourth Monday of each month, I do what's called the Bishop's Forum. You come on there. We just have discussion. We discuss and talk about things. It's an open plan. So those are some ways that you can get in touch and see Larry Carnes. You know, transformation is the key, the power of transformation. You know, I deal with that. And when you're dealing with transformation, you have to deal with the inner healings that need to take place. Let me give you transformation. I'm going to look from my book, The Power of Transformation, the latest book.
Let's see the cover of that. Do you have it with you?
Normally I have them on the background behind me, but that's the cover.
The Power of Transformation. Okay.
Dr. Larry D. Carnes. And my beautiful daughter came up with the cover design. I'm like, wow, girl, let's go then. And so now here's this. Transformation is the key to a revitalized you. You have to understand that. Here's the power of transformation. I'm going to give this to you all. Now, to transform, for the Greek, it means, the metamorphosis. So you are transformed from what you are into what you were intended to be. The power of transformation is the internal restructuring of your spiritual DNA, where you cease to be who you've been socialized and modified to be, and you step back into the Father and become who you were created to be. Well, how does that take place? Romans, the 12th chapter. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind. You need to write this one down. The renewing of the mind is the foundation for internal spiritual transformation. It's the transforming of your spirit that needs to take place. Because remember, you're a spirit, not your brain, not your five senses. Your brain deals with your sensory perception, your five senses. The spirit of the mind deals with the true essence of who you are. Remember, the mind was created, the brain was formed. Mm-hmm. If I want to get over the unhealed hurts, the unmet needs, and the unresolved issues, I must be renewed in the spirit of my mind. It's a spiritual healing that must take place. Listen to me very carefully. Behavior modification is the enemy to internal spiritual transformation. I can modify my behavior and appear to be okay, but on the inside, I'm still damaged. How do you get set free from the unhealed hurts, the unmet needs, and the unresolved issues? First, you have to acknowledge that they exist.
Oh, yeah.
You've got to acknowledge it. Once you acknowledge it, now you open the door for internal healing to take place. But remember, the spirit of your mind has to be renewed. So now you have a mind and you have a subconscious mind. Your mind, what you know, will impregnate your subconscious mind. Now, your subconscious mind receives it as truth. And then it has an umbilical cord that connects to your subconscious spirit. Whatever your subconscious mind feeds your subconscious spirit, your spirit receives it and gives birth to it. It can't distinguish between right, wrong, true, false, doesn't even try to. Whatever you feed your subconscious mind, your subconscious mind said, okay, I got it. Now I'm going to impregnate your internal subconscious spirit with it. And your spirit says, okay, I'm going to give birth to that. So when people tell you, you can't be, you won't be, you don't deserve this, you're not equal to, you have eternalized that and given birth to that. Now let's reverse it, the law of reversal. It can be reversed. See, if spiritual death came into the world and spiritual life came into the world, that means the spiritual death is reversible, but I must renew the spirit of my mind. Listen to this. It wasn't my fault what happened to me. God wasn't doing anything to punish me. I didn't deserve it. It was because people made a decision to do something and they violated my trust. Now, I cannot allow that to hold me hostage and keep me in prison. And that damaged young lady, that damaged young man is now inside of an adult body, but there's never been any internal healing. The power of transformation is the internal healing that takes place. But first, it must take place with renewing the spirit of my mind. Everything that you need is already in you. You are full of value. You are full of purpose. And you're worthy. So what we do, we come and walk beside you to help you uncover and discover the wealth, the riches, the significance that's already in you that went underground because someone betrayed you. God didn't betray you. Someone else betrayed you. God wasn't punishing you. Someone made a decision to violate your trust, but you can be set free.
Powerful.
I know I went off there, Dr.
No,
Williams.
That's powerful. You're doing good.
So that is so vitally important. You know, so now, what am I transforming from and what am I transforming into? That's the question. You were created with a divine purpose in life. Remember, the butterfly, the caterpillar was never created to be a caterpillar. It was created to be a butterfly. But it had to go through the metamorphosis or the transformational process. Now notice this. The caterpillar has to climb the tree, go out on the limb, and then build its own cocoon. The cocoon is your place of isolation. Your transformation takes place on the backside of the desert in isolation, not in the view of everyone else. Once you go into that cocoon, here's the power of transformation now. You come to a place where that caterpillar gets to be the pupa. It liquefies. Internal cells are transformed now, metamorphosis. You're not what you used to be, but you haven't become who you were created to be. In that state, here's the power of transformation. You must choose to be totally dependent upon God. If you want to be healed internally and spiritually, you want to be set free where you will no longer be held hostage and haunted by the ghosts and the memories of your past. You must come to a place of not only surrendering to God, but submitting to God. See, I can surrender, but not submit. I keep struggling. But in the cocoon, when we liquefy, we're not what we were, but we haven't become who we were created to be. I'm totally dependent upon God in that process. If you will trust God to be totally dependent upon him, you're going to discover that the promises of God are greater than the pains. I'm going to say that again. The promises of God for your life are greater than the pains. And always remember this, God doesn't waste pain.
That's right.
You will uncover and discover who you are. I don't know, the 8 P's of the promise. Can I give those very quickly, Dr. Williams?
Yeah, we have about 2 minutes.
Okay. Notice the 8 P's of the promise. The first P is the promise. The second P is the process. The third P is the pressure. The fourth P is the pain. Fifth P is passion. Sixth P is purpose. Seventh P is power. The eighth P is privilege. There's always pain, pressure. See, out of the pressure comes the pain. But out of that pain, you get a passion for something. What you have a passion for, you discover your purpose. The privilege and the power is the anointing. And what's the privilege? The privilege is the opportunity to operate in the thing that you were promised to begin with. God has something for you. And we want you to be empowered to uncover and discover who God created you to be.
That is good. That is good. And is all of this teaching in this book, The Power of Transformation?
A lot of it's the law reversibility. Yes, all it's in the power of transformation. The eight P's of the promise, that's another book that I just need to publish it. But that's another book where I go through each one of those P's. And the power of transformation, that thing is just so, you know, we talk about things here. Let me see very quickly, if I can give you. The first chapter is the power of transformation, where we talk about transformation itself. And it has, you know, transformation points after each chapter. After the first chapter comes chapter two, Holy Spirit, the agent of transformation, because it's a spiritual transformation. Chapter three talks about something that's always fascinating to me, identifying the enemies of transformation. Chapter four is transitioning for transformation. See, you have to transition for the transformation. In chapter five, we talk about, let me get it here, the process of transformation. Chapter six deals with something that's so very important, renewing the spirit of the mind. And then finally, chapter seven talks about the benefits of transformation. So those are the seven chapters that's in the book. Each chapter have transformational points at the end of the chapter. And as you go through the chapters, I ask you questions that it's interactive. So you actually have a workbook in the book where you have to stop and respond to questions that are asked. And that's going to help foster transformation. So, you know, we come in, we travel, we do workshops. If people want to bring me, I've started traveling again. I know you Good. Told me you were traveling again. I say, well, if Dr. Williams out there doing it, we're going to do it together. You know, so I'm traveling and people can get in touch with me there, you know, via the website. My phone number, I'll give it out here. For those who are serious, want to bring me in, do workshops or, you know, anything like that. Speaking, the phone number is 706-564-8474. Once again, 706-564-8474. You know, and the power of transformation, we do the law of servanthood and the law of humility. Those are the other two books. We do teachings and workshops and transformation discipleship, all kind of stuff we do, transformational leadership.
Fantastic. Well, I'll tell you what, Doctor, it's been great to have you as a guest tonight. Thank you so much for being with us, and thank you for being a friend. I don't have many friends, but it's awesome to have you in my corner, and I appreciate your friendship in so many ways. And the work that we've done together, I think, is going to continue to grow, and we're going to impact a lot of lives through your teaching and whatever it is that I sling sweat at. So I appreciate you being here tonight. Thank you so much.
Oh, you know, the pleasure's all mine. You know, I tell people, we were planning a conference there in Houston that's going to be there, you know.
Last November.
Yes, sir. And, you know, of course, with the stuff that happened. But it's going to come to bear. And we're going to deal with this unmasking man's pain. It's the thing that we're going to do. It's going to be powerful. So people get ready for that. Unmasking man's pain.
Yes, and it's going to be filled to capacity, and there's going to be people transformed and released from the pain that men are going through and walking with daily.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Dr. Carnes, for being with us. Have a wonderful last week of the year, and as you go into 2022, may God just give you optimum blessings on your life and your ministry also.
I receive that, and optimum blessings to you. And of course, you know, it's my pleasure being here. You know, we love you. We are connected. We're in covenant. And so thank you for having me.
And looking forward to the first Monday night. We'll be on your show, and we'll do the transformational roundtable. Looking forward to that. Thank you so much. As we end each show, we like to say each and every week, and no matter what you've gone through, no matter what you're enduring right now, no matter if just the holidays just put you in an absolute turmoil, lean in, take a breath, hit the reset button, and remember, please don't forget this, there's always, always hope. There's always hope. Hang on to that, dig deep, and don't give up on hope. Thank you for joining us this week. with Dr. Larry Carnes here for Breaking the Silence. And join us next week for another edition live from Houston, Texas, for another program. God bless you. Have an awesome week and have a beautiful and safe Happy New Year. God bless.
Thank you for listening to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams. To contact Dr. Williams, dial 832-396-6525 or email him at shatteredbythedarkness@gmail.com. And don't forget to join us each Sunday night at 8 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Pacific on BBS Radio Station 1 for the next episode of Breaking the Silence.